Turns out President Bush is not the only one concerned about the privacy of information online. The federal government is trying to limit online anonymity, saying it's getting in the way of law enforcement. New laws and regulations are trying to force the owners of website domain names to identify themselves. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
When music companies find websites that are infringing on their copyrights, they turn to intellectual property attorney Stephen Metalitz. He turns to the Whois database, a digital phone book that's supposed to contain the name of every website owner.
Too often you find information that is garbage, frankly. Websites registered to the Martian embassy or to God.
Attorneys and law enforcement officials say they face this problem all the time, whether they're trying to track down song stealers or purveyors of spyware. And there's a simple reason, according to Bob Parsons, founder of a registration company called GoDaddy.com.
When someone registers a domain name, we make no attempt to verify that the information is accurate. It's pretty much done on an honor system.
Technically, people can lose their domain names if they give out false information, but many registering companies say they have no ability and no desire to verify identities. GoDaddy.com even provides special protection by offering what are known as private registrations.
And the company selling that registration puts their information on the internet so people don't know that the particular individual that's using the domain name, who they are, where they are, but the registrar knows that.
But that won't be allowed any longer for the .us domain. A division of the Commerce Department sets rules for this segment of the web and recently decided that people registering for a .us address must submit truthful information to the Whois database for all the world to see. Bob Parsons has been campaigning loudly against that decision. He says criminals will continue to conceal their identities, but honest people with a need for privacy will have nowhere to hide.
Maybe a woman who doesn't want a stalker bothering her, or someone who wants to be able to speak anonymously in a political arena. Those sorts of people it'll affect, the people that are not causing any problems.
The Commerce Department would not comment for this story, but said in a letter to the industry that the American public and law enforcement have a right to expect accurate information in the Whois database. Attorney Steve Metalitz says this push for accuracy is important for consumers.
Parents are trying to find out whether a website that their child is visiting is on the up and up, or for consumer protection, fighting against spam or phishing or all these other online problems.
Last year, Metalitz helped convince Congress to pass the Fraudulent Online Identity Sanctions Act. It adds up to 7 years in prison to the sentences of criminals who've committed another crime and lied on their registration information. It was backed by major record and movie companies who have been filing thousands of lawsuits against people accused of illegally trading songs and movies online. Professor Eric Goldman of Marquette University in Milwaukee says owners of intellectual property have only one incentive for pushing Whois accuracy.
I think of the Whois database as a relic of catering to trademark owners' interests, that they want to know exactly who they can train their guns on. So we need to have a database that makes it easy for them to find people.
But regulators and cops say it's not that simple. The Federal Trade Commission wrestles with a growing number of online scams that push everything from diet fads to spyware. The FTC's James Kamm says commercial companies that conceal their identities probably have something to hide.
Legitimate businesses want people to know who they are. Legitimate businesses spend a tremendous amount of money on brand names and getting people to know exactly who they are in the marketplace.
But even as the internet grows more corporate, it still has no police force. And getting compliance from users is like herding cats. That leaves plenty of places for people to hide for whatever reason. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.